and that when it walks in the fur, why he follows that.
Okay. And there's not a word to...
No, ma'am.
Okay. If something is not right around here, but it's just not too far off, you might say, oh, it's just a little... What?
Distance off.
Okay.
Distance.
If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a... to go before dark. You
yeah,
got a
little journey to go before dark.
Okay, and if you want to mean it's a pretty good trip yet, you might say, well, I've got a...
good long trip to go.
Okay. If something is, if somebody's looking for an example of, horse, you say, and I say, oh, that's very common. You don't have to look for it. You can just find them just about...
anywhere.
Okay. If somebody slipped on the ice and fell... this way, you say he
fell backwards.
And if he fell?
Sideways.
Okay. And if...
forward.
Huh?
Forward.
Okay. And if somebody's been fishing and somebody says, did you catch any fish? He might say, no.
Didn't have any luck.
Okay. Something, a one, no.
Didn't have any luck.
Okay. What about saying, putting a one, something a one? No,
didn't catch a one.
Okay. If a schoolboy was being scolded by the teacher and he didn't think this was right, he might say, well, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do that.
Okay. And what about if somebody should break something of yours, let's say a rake or something that you didn't particularly like anyway, you might say, oh, that's all right, I didn't like it.
They can break me.
Oh, well, but if you didn't care, it wasn't anything that you valued at all, and you're trying to make him feel better, you might say, oh, that's all right.
That's,
I didn't...
don't worry about that.
Okay. If a child, one child had some candy, and another child wanted some, and he started crying, and he was saying, well, he's got some candy, but he didn't give me...
any.
Okay. What about how you describe a very good yield of something? You might say, we raised a great big
mountain of
wheat.
Wheat.
Well, or corn. We raised a big...
quite a few bushels of corn.
Okay, and if it weren't corn, but maybe just a lot of things, you might
wheat,
say...
wheat.
We had a big what? A wheat.
Oat crop. A wheat crop.
Okay.
Big. Oat crop or wheat crop.
Okay. And if you had land that had a lot of brush and trees on it, and you had to cut them all down to make a road through the woods, you would might say, we what? We
cleared up this and cut down those and
okay.
Cleared up this
okay.
Place.
And when you, have you worked in wheat?
No, ma'am. That wasn't in the wheat.
Yeah, there must have been a lot of it around here. Mrs. Luke said they didn't ever have any.
No, but I have seen it grow here.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. If you have corn or wheat or something like that, how is it, you know, after the corn is gathered, say, when you gather up those, you know, what's left and bundle it up together, what do you call those bundles that you make of it?
Shocks.
Okay, and how is that fixed up?
We put it in shocks, and then we
well,
have...
do you cut it off right at the ground?
Yes, ma'am, cut it off right.
Well, is that done by hand?
Well, it used to be done by hand, not by cradles, way back.
With a cradle?
With a cradle.
And you go through and
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
was that hard work?
Yes, ma'am. That was hard work.
What, get you in the shoulders?
Yes, ma'am. That's right. Well, you had to swing that cradle.
Yeah.